Have I ever told you about how many guys I was with before you? How many boyfriends, friends with benefits, one-night stands I went through before I finally found you? And do you know what made me want to be with you, at least at first? It was that you could actually make me come. Or rather, that you were willing to make me come. Every other guy I was ever with was so selfish. As soon as he blew his load, sex was over. No orgasm for me. They just didn't care. If I was lucky, I'd get to slink away to the bathroom and finish myself off. But most of the time, they wanted to fall asleep together or something, and I just have to get over my aching pussy. Then I found you. And you were so much more considerate than every guy I've ever been with. You actually paid attention to me when we had sex. You learned everything I liked. All the little spots and motions that would make me shiver. Every single time we fucked, I got to come. Even if you came first, it wasn't over. You would turn to me and make sure I got to orgasm before we were done. You were the single most generous, least selfish, overall best lover I've ever had the pleasure of sleeping with. So how the fuck did it come to this? I haven't come in 6 months, half a fucking year. Not from you, not from me, not at all. Every time I try, there's just metal. Cold, hard, evil fucking metal that's locking up my own fucking pussy from me. I miss when we were just a regular couple. A regular couple who would get together a couple times a week and have regular sex. Every time we got together, I would get to come. Now, every time we get together, you get to come, and I get to grow a little more desperate. How the hell did you ever convince me to let you put this thing on me? At least with all those other guys, I could rub my own pussy. Make myself come when those assholes wouldn't. But now, I can't even do that. I just don't get to come at all. Period. And I don't understand why I love it so much. I don't understand why I love being locked inside this metal thing so fucking much. I haven't come in weeks. And it's been great. I'm constantly horny. My pussy's so fucking wet all the time. There are no thoughts in my head anymore except cock. How much I want cock. How desperate I am to have a cock inside me. How much I need your cock to make me come. It's the greatest feeling I've ever experienced. Every time I please you, when you slide your cock out of your pants again, and I get to take it in my hands, in my mouth, oh, it's heaven. This chastity belt has made me so desperate for your cock that finally having it again, just getting to suck on it feels better than any orgasm I've ever had. I don't understand why it feels so good. And that all brings us to right now. These nightly baths. These might just be the worst part. Yes, sir. Here are my hands. Do you have any idea how embarrassing it is to have someone else bathe me every single night? Ow! You don't have to tie them so tightly. Okay, you do. I know you do. Do you know how embarrassing it is to need to have my hands tied in the bath so I don't try to touch myself when you take the chastity belt off and wash me down there. Please take it off, sir. I'll be a good girl, and I won't try to come in any way. Do you see how soaked my pussy is? How desperate it is to feel something? Anything besides that evil metal belt? Yes, sir. I'll get in the bath now. The water is so warm against my pussy. It feels so good. I didn't used to get aroused just by stepping into a bath, you know. But now, this water is one of the only sensations my pussy still gets to feel. You did this to me. No, sir. I'm not going to come. As desperate as my pussy is, warm bath water won't bring me all the way to climax. I'm ready for you to begin washing me, sir. I'll be a good girl and not try to rub myself on you. Oh, fuck. Your fingers. Oh, your fingers on my pussy. Oh, harder. Please, sir. No, please. Please rub harder. Understand. I'll be a good girl and stop trying to come. You've got this down to a science, don't you? When you rub your hands over my pussy so gently, you figured out exactly how much pressure you need to apply to make sure that I get clean. But not so much that my needy, desperate little pussy doesn't come just from finally being touched. It's torture every night, having the soft, gentle touch of your fingers running over my pussy, teasing me with just the feeling of them brushing against my neglected skin. It makes me so wet, and I can't do a damn thing about it. And you love it. You watch me struggle to desperately try to free my hand so I can finally make myself come again after all these months. You get a nice sadistic high off that, don't you? And then you just lock me back in my chastity belt and leave me to claw at it futilely, like some sort of crazed animal. It's so embarrassing. And I don't understand why I love it so much. You're done cleaning me? Already? Please, sir. I've been so wet today. I'm sure my pussy isn't clean yet. Please scrub it more. Please. No. Please, sir. It can't be time to go back in the chastity belt already. Please wash me more. I understand. I'll be a good girl. At least, let me suck your cock, sir. At least satisfy my craving for cock a little. Thank you, sir. Will you untie my hands, sir? Allow me to feel your wonderful cock in them? No? Only my mouth tonight? I understand. Yes, sir. Please rub your cock on my face. Let me nuzzle my cheek against it. This cock is my greatest pleasure. It's the only thing I think about anymore. My cunt is so needy, so desperate for cock. It's been deprived for months. My entire body constantly aches to have cock again, even if it's not in my wet little pussy. Having your cock is the best pleasure I can experience. When I take it in my mouth, it feels better than any orgasm I used to have. That's what you've done to me, sir. You've turned me into a deprived, cock-hungry little slut who can't even think about anything other than your beautiful dick. Please, sir. Please put your cock in my mouth. Please don't take your cock out of my mouth, not yet. Thank you, sir. Thank you for giving me such pleasure. Thank you for allowing me to give you such pleasure. Thank you for allowing me to taste your cock, to taste your cum in at least one of my holes. The only hole that this chastity belt doesn't lock away from me. Sometimes I wonder when you'll let me out of this chastity belt. When will I finally get to come again? Will it be next week? Maybe you'll keep me in chastity for a few more months. Maybe it will be years before my pussy feels that sweet relief of an orgasm again. Maybe by that time, I'll have forgotten what an orgasm ever felt like. Whenever I think about it, there's a little voice. I don't know where it comes from. The depths of my soul, if I had to guess. But it always says the same thing. I hope he never lets me come again. And I don't understand why I seem to agree with it.